Vamos. Up.
My name is Alan Myatt. I'm the town crier to the world-famous Stables Market, Camden, London, also crier to the Cathedral City of Gloucester.
And describe the scene to us here. I mean, we've got an array of people in all kinds of dress. Who have we got here?
Well, we've got them, your mayors and sheriffs of London. You've got members of the livery companies. You've got members of the Ancient and Honourable Guild of Town Criers, the Loyal Company of Town Criers, the Pearly Kings and Queens of London. You've also got heads of the various charitable organisations and groups that Peter would represent and promote. Yeah, you've got a great cross-section here of the great British public.
My name's Tony Appleton, I'm town crier for Chelmsford in Essex.
Tony, if I may say, I think you're one of the most resplendent town criers. You've got all the regalia on that one would normally associate with it. Tell us about your outfit.
Well, the outfit goes back to the 14th century. The hat, the shoes were made in Trickerton in Jermyn Street. They cost me £1,000. The feathers are from ostrich feathers. They're £8 each.
These are in your hat?
Yeah, and I've got 16 of them in my hat, feathers. And the tricorn hat, that costs £300. The uniform, the jacket here, that costs £2,000. The bell, £360. That's from the Whitechapel Bell Company. Very, very good.
And so we're looking at an outfit of around
£3,500-£4,000. Yeah.
And tell us about your staff. It's
That's this is a piece of willow strangled by ivy, going around strangling the wood. But I had it straightened, and then I had a wood carver carve this all for me. All my things.
Absolutely incredible.
I'm the Lord of the Manor of Great Baddow, so I had that on the bell as well.
So where does one buy town crier garb from?
Well, you have to go. I had these made in St. Bury St. Edmunds, St. Albans, for appointment to the Queen. Because there's not many people who make them, and they've got to be right as well. You know what I mean? But I said they're very, very expensive. But if you're going to get a good job, you've got to look right, and this is why I get plenty of work. You know.
Hello, my name is Maxine Howard, and I'm the ex-partner of Peter Moore.
I'm Jamie Howard Moore, and I'm Peter's son.
Jamie, you gave a moving speech in there about your father. Tell me a little bit about what he was like.
First of all, thank you. Dad, he was a character. I've said that he was Mr. London. As you can see here today, the funeral was very bright. It's more of a celebration of life, and it's what he would have wanted. He was a massive character. He knew how to work the media. He knew how to work the camera. He was just a big, big character. Yeah, his motto was "Have bell, will travel," and he has been all around the world with his bell. He's been on the David Letterman show. He's opened pageants in India. He's done things in Southwark, from as close to Southwark to as far afield as India and everywhere in between. So he had his bell, and he definitely did travel with it.
And just finally, any aspirations yourself for the role?
Not for the role of town crier, but the performance side is definitely there with me. I do comedy and whatnot, so yeah.